This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's doing okay, but it still, you know, not where it needs to be to get back on the ice. And I think where we're at, we've got to get him healthy first before we get him back on and where he's feeling great to get into practice.
Lindy, the game's inside. Just the way the league is structured, this is a team, Detroit, that you're going to be competing for a playoff spot with. I mean, is this a team that, does this game take on greater importance because of that fact?
It does, just for the fact you're taking a couple points away from them, and you know, a phrase 4-point game where you know you can keep them down. They're on a little hot streak right now, so you know we know we have to play well. We've played well our last couple games, and we want to focus on continuing to play the way we're playing. And it gives us an opportunity to put us, you know, right there in the middle of the pack with everybody else.
You have a few young guys that don't have a goal yet, and during the course of the season they might go a week or two without a goal, but is it magnified just because it's the beginning of the year? Maybe does it weigh a little more on them?
I think it is. I was reading an article on, one of the players from around the league, the same situation where he talked about, you know, during the year he'll have one of these stretches and nobody really says too much, but because it's at the beginning, it gets noticed more. We'd like to have everybody on the score sheet, but sometimes it doesn't happen. I think we're close to having, you know, like Dylan and Quinn are both get on the board, and I'm positive they're going to. The short answer is probably, you know, it becomes a focus because of the start of the year.
What do you want to see from your defensemen to deny those chances from the slot? There have been a couple, especially the last three or four games, where guys are just being given a little bit too much room to get the puck into a dangerous area.
There was a couple. If you look at the D zone responsibilities first, near the blue line on one, we got on the wrong side of the puck. We've been pretty good at staying on the right side of the puck. So I think it's a commitment to getting back to your spot and staying on the inside and making sure that if we're giving up a play, it ends up in the outside. As simple as that.
You mentioned yesterday how you got to get goalies moving. You see a guy like Alex Lyon right now, if he plays tomorrow, he's super hot. He's leading the league in categories. When a goalie is that confident in the crease, just how much is that emphasized even more? You just can't shoot at him. He's going to stop everything because he feels like he makes everything.
Well, part of even today when I stopped the first drill was to get people in front of the goaltender, try to take his eyes away. You can score that way. You've got a probably a better chance if you get a rebound, if he doesn't know where it's going because he didn't see it. He can't control the rebound. It has to hit him. So he's going to have to fight for those types of opportunities. And, you know, it would be like the Krebs goal. You got people around the net, you get a bounce, and you've got an opportunity to put a puck in the back of the net. So, you know, when we were standing at the side of the net waving at pucks, you're looking at a guy, just as you mentioned, that, like you said, is seeing everything right now, and he's making every save. So we're going to have to make a move when we can, but if you have somebody in front of him, you know, before you make the pass, then he can't track it, and he might be late moving. So that part is all connected for sure.
Jack, in particular, what do you see last few games that gives you the idea that maybe he's getting closer to breaking through?
Well, you know, I look at the opportunities inside of a game, whether he's setting somebody up or where he's getting them, where his positioning is at. Is he getting to the right spot? Is he the guy that's supporting the puck to get himself his own chances? Is he beating people back to the front of the net off the wall, which is an art in itself to get there, and that might be what we would call a dirty goal, whether you're tipping it, screening it, it's hitting you. He's doing more of those things, and I think he's been snake bit on his real good chances, but I think sometimes to get on the board, it might be one of those ones around that small area that gets you going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.